Today I'd like to finish Hilchos Talmud Torah. What I'd like to do next, starting after Yom Tov, is Hilchos Tzedakah, which, let's see, we'll hope to finish Hilchos Talmud Torah today, and do, I guess next week, something to do with Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Yom Tov, and then I'd like to do Hilchos Tzedakah after Yom Tov. Hilchos Tzedakah is long, elaborate, is much more than people think. Oh, they're also very geschmack, so I'd like to try it next. Aaron will confirm that we never did Hilchos Tzedakah on Sunday
morning. Not
at all. No. We're up to Sif Chav Beis in Reish Mem Vav, which should be the last, next to the last page in your copies. And predictably, the Shulchan Aruch is encouraging Limud HaTorah. Sifcha, I suppose if you got to here, then you're on that team. Here he says, Bris Krusa. Now the expression Bris Krusa sounds like the guaranteed thing in the Bria. Shakal HaLoimid V'Beis HaKnesses Loibim Meherahu Mishakeach. Now it doesn't say you don't forget, it just says it doesn't happen as quickly. Interesting lashon. Why does it say mishakeach? Why does it say shecheach? Reb Gershon. No. Bris Krusa. If you learn in a shul, you'll remember better. Oh, so that's taka pella. Why does it say beis hakneses? The shach chav dalid says shakol alaymi bebeis hakneses. Says lav davka. Sharei kedushas beis hamedrash chamura bebeis hakneses. Beis hakneses is a place that's kavua for davening alone. A Beis Medrash is a place that's kavua for learning. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, which is bigger. Bayis HaGadol, it says by the Churban that the Bayis HaGadol was destroyed. So one Midyama says U Beis HaKnesses, one says U Beis HaMedrash. And it's a machlokes which is bigger. We pass, and a Beis HaMedrash is a higher Kedusha. And therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch says Beis HaKnesses, he says Lav Davka. Is it telling you it's okay to learn during davening? Well, he explains it. Hilchos Tefillah, the same author wrote Hilchos Tefillah, but I guess, I guess it's okay. And he says, one second, he says, Gametzino v'brachis, b'rabami v'rabasi, avagav dehavalu tleisa be'kanishta, even though their city had 13 shuls, which the Gemara seems to say means a lot. In Brooklyn, it's not so much. Layhav amasli aleichadav agirsi. They davened where they learned, not in the Beis HaKnesses. Didn't say they went to learn where they davened. It says they went to daven where they learned. So that teaches us that the makom of learning is greater. So I don't know why he says lav davka. It seems to be a revusa. That even if you learn in the Beis HaKnesses, there's loib emeiru shekeach, and koshken in the Beis HaMedrash. So we tell you, it seems Beis HaKnesses is a revusa, and that's what it's telling you, and it's badek menusa, that people who try to learn at home, first of all, there's a refrigerator, and the second of all, it's just, there are a lot of distractions, and the person gets tired, and all the bad angels from all the other things he does are hanging around in the house, and it's just not so doable. So you have to, a person has to go to Beis Medrash. If it doesn't work at home, so you head out to the Beis Medrash.
Doesn't that have to be mentioned?
It's the next word. The chalayik, back to Shulchan Aruch. Chalayikeya b'tamudei b'tzina machkim. Somebody who's willing to learn, even when no one's looking, is going to become wise. Shnemer es hatznuam chachma. The chal hamashmiya koyloi b'shas tamudei miskayim b'yadai. Another skula to remember learning is to learn with a voice, with an audible voice. Somebody who learns quietly will forget. So what it's saying here in the Shulchan Aruch, or the first part, that you're better off learning in shul, that we all know. And you should learn even mitzvah, so we know that too. The third part, that a person has to learn b'koil, is already a somebody that needs a little bit of a geder. Because most of our learning is not pekoil. Most of our learning is thinking and trying to understand. Excuse me? Does bris krusa, well, in its origin it doesn't. Now, he's quoting Yerushalmi that says bris krusa on leibah b'beis haknesses. Kalmishmiya kailoi is already a separate maimer chazal. It doesn't say bris krusa unless the mechaber means to extend it. I don't know. Excuse me? I got news for you. You can come to shul and learn. It'll be b'tzina also. Unfortunately, it's...
Yeah.
Okay, you got to keep on saying it. I'll have more and more times. You'll have it. It's true. There's no question. The Mishnah says novice. The Brisa says novice. That when you learn young, it stays with you more. But what should we do? We only have a few more years to learn young. You know, it's,
not too much.
I'd like to read to you the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's a Pleiadical Lashon, and you're not going to believe it, except that I'm quoting it word for word. This is, I told you, Shulchan Aruch Harav has Hilchas Tam HaTorah in this last section. And there in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, he says the following, Choma Shalai Meid Behirur Bilvad, Ve'ef Shalai Lohaitzi B'Svasa, Ve'einai Maitzi. If you learn with thinking, in a place where it's possible to say it out loud, Eina Yaitza Belimud, Yidei Chayvas Mitzvah Sulimadit Amaisam. You're not Yaitza, the Mitzvah Sasei of learning. So Loyomer Sefer Torah Zem Mipicha. You should say it with your mouth. Listen to this. Ukamai Bechol Mitzvah Satluyais Bedibor, Sheina Yaitza Bem Yidei Chavasam Behirer, Elam Ke Shemeh Mepiyam Adaber, Sheshemeh Kaina. If you're listening to someone saying it, he says it's good enough. But he says, "Kamay chol mitzvah hatluyis b'dibur." It sounds like he's saying, like if you bench it by thinking, you say shema by thinking, you're not yaitza. The same thing with liman atayra. If you say it with thinking, that you're not yaitza. So I don't know. It's another pella. I don't understand such an approach that you're not yaitza with thinking. In Hilchis Birchas Hatayra and Simim Mem Zayin, there's a machlokes, the machaber and the gra. The Mechaber says you don't say Birchas HaTorah on thinking and learning. If someone wakes up in the morning, he's lying in bed, and he's thinking and learning, he doesn't have to say Birchas HaTorah. The Gra argues. The Gra says it's not so. Yaitza Limud HaTorah with Machshava as well. And therefore he says, even for hearer, you need Birchas HaTorah. Now at the very least, the Gra is certainly arguing with this Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says the Birchas HaTorah for thinking, it can't be a not yaitza yidei mitzvah tam HaTorah by thinking. It's, you should say such a thing like
this. Thinking Torah in the Malkam Ratina, you know, is a terrible thing.
So what does that have to do with this?
So if it's not, he's saying it's not learning, you're not yaitza learning. So I mean, so the question is, why is it?
It's still,
I can't say it out.
Saying Hashem's name anywhere for nothing is an aveira. Saying the Makam Bamatunif is a bigger aveira. What do you have to do with the other? Well, what about like the Mechaber? Mechaber says that that you can learn in here or without Birchas HaTorah. The Michas Chinuch and Yishuas Yaakov and Simim Mem Zayin. The Michas Chinuch is, I think, Mitzvah Toflamid, where he talks about Birchas HaTorah. He says Pshat in the Mechaber is Avad, and the Mechaber is also Maida Yiyaitza Limud HaTorah with Hirer. But we never make a bracha on a mitzvah Hatluya Behirer. There's no bracha on any mitzvah that's totally a machshava. Birchas HaMitzvahs is only for mitzvahs Hatluya B'maiso or B'dibor, but not on a Dover HaTali B'machshava. And therefore he says even the Mechaber is Maida that Talmud Torah Yaitza with hearer. So the Gra certainly holds this way. And the Mechaber at least appears, at least according to this explanation, holds that way as well. And it's very, very difficult to understand the Shulchan Harav Shita that you're not Yaitza at all. It's a very difficult thing. And most of our learning, those who learn Biyun, Most of our learning is learning behavior. It's not you look at something, you think it through, and you try to understand it.
Talmud before Rebbe, how's it work?
What?
Talmud before the Rebbe is shared, the Talmud not all.
So that even the Shulchan Rav is Maida. He says, unless you're hearing it. If you're hearing Elam K Shemam Epi Abadabra, he says. He says, then it works.
Is that like Shemekai?
But he seems to say like Shemekai, he says. Yeah. So you want to see how it fits into the broader machlaikis of the Gran Baltai? I'm not sure. It would be an interesting thing to try to attach it, but
basically. What's the learning basic Lobenherisho? Learning not called the Meirshok. Do they zap each other out if you're learning the basic?
In the basic Medrash.
I don't know. Nothing seems to work by me. I don't know. The Rav Chaim Knievsky has his kuntres on things that are help you, that are kosher shilcha, not kosher shilcha. And one of the things he says is that if you tell everyone that you forget all the time, that you'll start remembering. I've been telling people I forget all the time. I don't know. I'll just tell you one thing: a tikkun for forgetting is writing things down. Not that I remember when I write it down. But it comes out, I remember, I once saw a beautiful chiddush in it, and then if you look enough, you find your piece of paper, you get it back. And that's why I really think everybody should do what I've done for years, is on the Parsha Sashvua. Everyone hears a nice verse. So every year, you have the Parsha, you hear something nice, and then it goes 52 weeks until... You know, Yud Beis Chaydish is shikha for even for a mace, you know, it's like shikha for everything. But what I would suggest is keep a notebook, have a page for each parasha, two pages. If you hear a nice word that you want to remember, write it down. And the coming year, you go back and you have a reminder of it. You have a reminder, you see it again. And hopefully, over a period of time, you get to be kind of the ideas in these types of things.
Could you talk about the idea of the cold speaking out loud and disturbing other people?
So it's an interesting thing. People who learn in a yeshiva-based medrash, the koil doesn't disturb. And by the mishmer, when we have enough people to have a koil, it's very gishmak. When it's only four people in the base medrash, two sets of chavrusas, and one set of chavrusas is learning the mayin, and the other one's learning nashim, you know, it becomes very it's distracting. But in a case where a koil in a base medrash, that's... the hinder of it, the beauty of it, is that they should be able. So you scream louder than the other guy. You do a louder than him. That's all. Yes.
The first case in the Siddur is Leibim Heiro Mishakeh. The second one is Tamudim.
This guy.
No, Makim.
Yes.
Then it's called Tamudim Iskayim Yodai.
Because they're really three different Gemaras that he took together in one sif, so with each Gemara's Lashon is what he brings. I'm sure there's a fine difference between them, but I'm not sure. It just doesn't fit in Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav's Lashon is that like other mitzvahs, like that are totally bedibor, you're not yaitza, doesn't lend itself to you're not yaitza this, which you're yaitza that. It doesn't sound. Okay, it could be, it might be. It's just he shouldn't have written it that way. The first shmooze I heard by Rafam was Rav Chazan Shir. So Rav Chazan used to give Shirim Gemara Shir on Friday, so I never went to Rafam Shmuzin. But once it was Erev Shavuos, and he didn't give shir. So I went to Rav Palm Shmuz. He spoke then, B'shem the Beis Halevi, I think it's in his Hagdama to his Sefer Al HaTaira, I think. So he says there that the klaf of Torah Shebaal Peh is the Gufa Adam. That just like the klaf of a Sefer Torah is parchment, the klaf of Torah Shebaal Peh is the person's body. He mentioned that a nice idea that we paskin has mana milsehi for guf hakedusha. Klaf, we paskin, normally has mana la milsehi. If someone says, I'm going to make this into a shul, it's not a shul until he makes it into a shul. Someone says, I'm going to make this into a beis hakiseh, it's not osir Divrei Torah until it's used as a Beis HaKisa. Hazmona la milsehi. But for Guf HaKdusha, a piece of parchment, Hazmona milsehi. So he said then, the Shmuz, that the Guf HaAdam, someone is mazmin himself for Limudat Torah, he acquires Kedusha. Then he said that the more chushim of a body a person uses for learning, the more of a kinyan he has. The mind, thinking, is one the chush, so to speak. But then if you use your ears to hear Divrei Torah, that's more. If you use your mouth and your ears and your mind, so that's more. If you use your right and you hear it and you write it and you talk it, so it's more. The more chushim a person uses in Divrei Torah, the more he has a kinyan in the learning of Torah. What's interesting is I heard that shmuz from Rav Palm. Years later, I went to a shmuz the first time when I was already in his shir. He said the same shmuz. I think it was the beginning of his man. So he said the same shmuz. I remember going over to him and saying, "Oh, Rebbe, you said that a year and a half ago, Erev Shmuz." So I remember him looking at me like, "Yeah." So I always tried to show off that I remembered, but I guess he remembered too. Anyway, I mentioned that, a Talmud, you hear the same shmuz twice, it should go in a little better. But anyway, this is what it says here, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, a person has to pull himself to the Beis Medrash. If you're tired at night and you pull yourself to the Beis Medrash, you get a new wind. You have the ability to be kind of learning. And a person should try to use the Eitzes that Chazal gave us. In the Gilyam Arshah, he brings here, you see the Gilyam Arshah on the left, Loibe Beheru Mishakeach, Seif Harius Yid Gimel Amid Beis, Chamisha Dvar Mishakines Halimud. Five things are Kashal Shecha, Ha'echel Mimasha Ochel Achbar, Umasha Ochel Chatum. Somebody who eats from what mice or cats ate, V'ha'echel Leiv Behema, someone who eats the meat of the heart of an animal. It used to be salami. Salami used to have the inner evarim. It could be in some places they still do, but they used to use the inner evarim. It's now illegal in at least in New York to do. I remember asking Rav Palm years ago about whether this kashal shikha of eating leiv behema, whether a person could eat salami, which at that time the leiv behema was in it. So Rav Palm said, "Salami? That's not healthy. You shouldn't be eating that anyway." So I'll tell you, since then, I haven't eaten salami or frankfurters. If it's because it's not healthy, I eat other things that are not healthy, but I was covered for a Rebbe, so I haven't eaten it. And then he says, Harechitz raglav zu agave zu. Somebody, what does that mean? He washes his feet one on top of the other. It's tricky. What does it mean? You tell me. What?
Standing one on top of the other,
can't we do that?
So
hand on foot.
That's one day is
two feet. All right. The Yeshayim Rimaf Aviniach Kalev Tachas Mirashaisav, somebody who puts his clothing under his head, is also Mishakeh Tamudai. Hey Dvar Mishimin Esalimud. So one of them is Ha'echel Beyamu Gugelas Beli Melach, having a scrambled egg without salt. Varogel Beyayin Ubisamim. It says red wine. Is kosher. I know somebody who had years ago in the shul where we daven when I was a bacher. Somebody who got Alzheimer's in one of these early stages of one of these things, and the Kolena Rebbe told them to drink wine every morning. It says that it's something that's what's the lashon that it's mishivin es halimud. So he told them to drink wine every day. It's hard to know how much it helped him, but I'm sure it helped him because the Rebbe told him to do it. Yeah, he doesn't listen to olives. Gemara says eating olives is kashal shikha, and the olive oil is marzirit. But it only says harogil bezesim. So if you eat it once in 30 days, it's probably okay. So I don't know. I bothered Rebelski. Rebelski loves olives. He goes to Shmuel, he eats olives. I told Rebelski, what's the kashal shikha? If there's one person, it's Rebelski. So Rebelski said, that's only raw olives, not pickled olives. That's what he said. So I found there's a sheet that's raw olives and not pickled olives. A sheet that's pickled olives and not raw olives. There's a sheet of everything in this type of thing. So it's hard to know. What? The olive oil brings it back. So it's interesting. In Parshas Bechukaisai, in the Teichacha, it says, by the Geffen, it says you're going to plant it and you won't harvest it. By the Zayas, it says you'll harvest it and you won't bring it to the press. So in the Kilas Yitzchak, he says, because by olives, it's a worse klala. You'll harvest the olives, you'll eat the olives, but you won't press it, you won't get the olive oil. So it'll be kashal shikha, which is, I guess, the worst einish, to losing money is losing the lemur. All right, let's move on to Sifchav Gimel. Again, more advice in learning. Misha Raitza Liskais Bekisra Shal Taira. Somebody wants to be Zaycha in the crown of Taira. Who doesn't want to be Zaycha in the crown of Taira? So he says, Yizoyer B'chol Leilaisav V'layavayit Afilu Achas Mehen B'sheina B'chila V'shtiyah V'sicho K'yaitzaben Ela B'divrei Chochma V'talma Taira. That's an important lashon that a person shouldn't lose even one night without Limud HaTaira. And the Shach of Hei says, Kasav HaPrisha, literally, Kol Leilaisav. Why say Kol Leilaisav? K'mashmoy, Afilu B'leilei Tkufis Tamiz HaKtzarim. Even the summer nights that are short, Gam Ken Yilmid Echad HaMarbe, Echad HaMamit, M'komach and Yilmid Ma'at. A person should never go a night without learning. Amasha Amru. That is a stira. There are two Gemaras. One Gemara says, Le'ivra Laila Ela Lishinasa. The Gemara says, Le'ivra Laila Ela Lagirsa. Night was created for learning, and night was created for sleeping. Umuk Velabitaisis Dea Belele Tkufis Tamis, Nero Lira Tzalaimer. Oz Yale Ikara Laila Lishena, Valderach Shamra Le'ivra Sierra Ela Lagirsa. That the light was created for learning. So, in other words, it says that night is created for learning, night is created for sleeping. So in the short nights, you do more sleeping than learning. And in the long nights, you do more learning than sleeping. So at Al-Kaponim, it's a big ashara to not lose a single night in learning. And
he doesn't say you should sleep at all. He's saying
you shouldn't lose a night.
Don't sleep.
You shouldn't have a night. Well, all you do that night is sleep, eat, drink, and talk.
That's not how he worded it.
That's the way it's worded. That's what it means. So it's as hara not to lose a night. Every single person goes to shul. I mean, every single person, all of us, go to shul for Maariv. A person goes to Maariv, so you stay a few minutes after Maariv, even if you have a busy night. You stay a few minutes after Maariv, and you're able to learn. I don't know. A person has a chasana. Why do people hang around at weddings? I don't know. What do you do? You know, I go to nearby shuls to learn in between. There's an easy hour from the end of the chuppah until the chasen kala come out. So why? I don't understand why. You know, who wants to eat supper at 9:30 at night anyway? I think most of us eat before we go, no? So why don't you join me? Come to Satmar. In Satmar, they know me already, in the Satmar near Ross Street there, you know. Because I go there, and that's why I go and have a chasna. There's a yid there, I don't know, he must have known my father or something, or he says hello to me. So every time he sees me there, he says, Mazel Tov. So it's interesting. The question is, what's the best time to learn? Is the best time the middle of the night, the beginning of the night, the end of the night? It's like an Eishes Chayil. You learn about this Eishes Chayil, right? She gets up early, Tukah by Laila. She gets up early in the morning, and it says, Le'ichba b'layla neira. She doesn't go to sleep early either. Sounds for Limud HaTorah, you have to learn beginning of the night and the end of the night. And David HaMelech got up at midnight. So it's a little hard to know. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't go to sleep by day. So it's a little hard to know when a person is supposed to sleep. But the bottom line is that everybody can do better. You know, it's nice to sit in an armchair and say, beginning of the night, end of the night, it's very nice. But at the end of the day, you have to find some time in the night to learn. Rav Palm told me the best learning is when you get up early. That's what he told me. I don't know, I find that I get a second wind, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, I get a second wind, and if I care to have a hit hard not to go to sleep, it's...
10 to 6.
So everybody is different. 10 to 6 is early?
In the morning.
That's not early. Early means when it's still night.
Before
that's learning by day. You know, we're talking about learning by night. Night today started at 5:30 today. Night is before that. You're talking about learning by day. You know, I'm talking about learning at night. So, So at any rate, a person, it's a mussar, a person really has to take it seriously, because life goes day by day and year by year, and you know, the time goes, and the person, we all can do better. Everybody can do better. The biggest mussar I ever had, and I've said it in the past, is when they asked me to do the art scroll Erevin, in 1995, I think it was. So, you know, there was a lot of Shaloi Lishmo also. It was going to be the first big production of art scroll Shas, and they asked me to write it. The English side, I tell people. The Hebrew side, I didn't write. But it was a big gaiva, and Rapam encouraged me to do it. I said, when? You know, I have Siddurim. So Rapam told me, find more time. So I thought I was a maspid, and then finally I was able to find more time. You know, it was doable. And I didn't have to come home a half an hour before I did homework with the kids. I started doing it, sneaking in and calling my wife and telling her to send one of the boys downstairs to do homework. I didn't patchka around the house. A person could squeeze in more time. And, you know, you could clarify, you know, by chassidim, or what I call a fartog's learning is a big thing. So that's good. You know, learning at night is also good. Yeshivas is learning late at night. That's good. But by everyone, mishmer is very good. And I don't know if I ever mentioned to you, we have a mishmer in the shul. And, so you should join us. I'll tell you, this Thursday night, I was at a parla meeting in a different neighborhood, and I came back. So Rav Moshe Tov Yalief gave my shiur. I came back here. It was about 11:45. I was driving. You know, I got off the belt. I'm coming down. The streets are deserted at that hour, and I drove up 22nd Street looking for parking, of course. And I see suddenly dozens of people walking out of the shul, going, you know, groups of two and three, heading in all directions to their car. It was such a nice thing to see. I was very touched. I was surprised. You know, I didn't expect to see it. I was very moved. I tell you, I mean, I'm not an emotional guy. I felt like crying. It was just such a beautiful, it was like after davening. It was midnight, it was almost midnight. You have dozens of people walking out of a shul. It was just a beautiful thing. Even if you come and you can't, you'll be able to stay awake. Even if you can't stay awake, it's just nice to be part of something like that. And this Thursday night, you're all invited. We'll order some extra black and whites for you. Okay, anyway, that's the Mechaba. Let's see the Ramah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that crowd, it says, the Paiskim write, that where it says in Shulchan Aruch, not take a nap during the day, it says, unless it's a hachana for his learning. That says in the Mefarshi of Shulchan Aruch, where is it? In Reish Lamed Aleph, I think, in Aruch Chaim. Okay, what?
What happens if your work is very mentally exhausting and you're falling asleep?
Yeah, of course you should take a nap. I don't know, they say, and I think it's true, that a deep sleep by day for half an hour is worth a lot at night. In yeshiva, all the years, my chavrus and I had a seder that about 2:30, 3 o'clock, we'd get tired, we put our heads down. And it was like clockwork. I would wake up 15 minutes later. And I would go out to wash Degelvass. Or if Palm once asked me where I go, I said, to wash. So he said, to get up from learning, you don't have to be machmir. You know, there are three shitas if you have to wash Degelvass after 3 minutes of sleep, 30 minutes, or 3 hours. He said, to get up from your learning, you know, you don't have to go and be machmer to wash Nagavasi, you stay where you are. But I think he told me that Rabbi Chanan used to take a nap before he gave shir. Rabbi Chanan and Rav Palm's father were chavrusas in Radin. And he said, Rabbi Chanan used to put his head down and fall to deep sleep. And so at least I'm similar to Rabbi Chanan in one way, you know, I can sleep during the day. But so to sleep during the day for learning is certainly good. You see, people do that. They don't get up middle of the night for slichus. That part they keep. The other part, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, the Ramah says, "Ki ein adam loymid reif chachmasa kiyam balayla." The Ramah sees fit to add these words. V'yesh lo adam lahas lilmay balayla v'tubah ve'eloch umad loymaysif yasif. From tubah and on, when the nights get longer, you should add learning. Rav Belsky in Kippah Guda has from tubah of, they add 15 minutes to night seder because the Ramah says so. So they have Maariv at, 10:30 every night. And Tu B'Av and on, Maariv is 10:45. They had 15 minutes to night seder, which is a beautiful thing. I didn't get it. Oh, 15 minutes. Tes Chav is today. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Okay. Mandel, it's a Mishnah. Somebody who doesn't add, Yosef will be killed. Yosef, Ma'ilam. You know what it says? When the lights get longer, you have to start adding to your learning. It doesn't say when they get shorter, cut it back. You know, so you sort of go, you're going to continue a cycle. Even though he said you should go to learn in shul, when you get home, you should learn a little bit also. There has to be divrei Torah nishma by balayla. Chafei. Kol she'ef shaloi lasik b'torah ve'ena yaisik. Somebody who's able to learn and doesn't do so. Aishakara vishana upirish lahavla ya'ilam. Or he's sitting and learning chumish mishnayis, and then he goes to shtosim. V'niach talmuda, and he leaves his gemara. V'zanchai, harizeh b'chlal ki dvar Hashem baza. Now what the Mechabi here means is that while a person is learning, there's a separate aveira to get up and walk away from his learning. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that somebody who's in the middle of learning and he says Manoah Ilan Zeh, so it says terrible things about such a person. If you're driving, you say Manoah Ilan Zeh is one thing, but in the middle of learning, not to be mevatel. The Ramah, that is an important Ramah. Ramah says also ledaber b'sichas cholim. Now here it's a very I'm talking now from a halachic view. The Ramah says also ledaber b'sichas cholim. Talking dvarim b'teilim. Is the issue? This is a halacha sefer Shulchan Aruch. He seems to be saying the Gemara says v'dibarta bom v'loy v'dvar b'teilim, that a person should talk in learning and not in dvar b'teilim. It sounds like he holds that there's an issa d'iraisa to speak dvar b'teilim. Now he says to look at Simin Shin Zayin. There seems to be a stiras harama. The Rabbah here says that sichas kolin is an issa d'iraisa. It's an issa. I mean, some means issa d'iraisa. In Simin Shin Zayin, Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, regarding Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sichas Dvar B'Teilim Asa L'Harbais. You're not allowed to be Marba with Dvar B'Teilim on Shabbos. The Ramah, listen to this Ramah. B'nei Adam, Shesipur Shmuais V'Divrei Chadushim Hu Oynig Lahem. People for whom hearing new things and Chidushim that are not Torah is Oynig. Mutal Sapra Bishabis Kimai Vachail. You're allowed to talk about these things on Shabbos like in a week. They have a Mishaina Bisanik Asalaimram Kadeshisari Bem Khaver. If you don't enjoy it, don't do it for your friend. But if somebody it sounds like if someone enjoys and Mishnah Berurah says Lachashram not Lashon Hara, someone enjoys saying that the Yankees won last night. So it sounds like the Machad Ramah is saying, Mishasipa Shmois and Dark Dushama Ainiglahem. He's talking about Dvar B'Teilim. Also, l'saprom b'Shabbos, mutter l'saprom b'Shabbos k'moy b'chayil. It's mutter to on Shabbos k'moy b'chayil. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, "La mishas chasidim hu hadish v'dam b'divrei chayil kadosh yaymalai." It's not wonderful. Nevertheless, it's mutter. It seems to be a stira between the Ramah here and our Ramah.
He's saying it's as mutter as it is b'chayil.
It does not sound like what he's saying. Okay. Okay, you do it that way. What? So the Mechaber seems to hold the Dibar to Bavulay B'Dvar B'Teilin. When you're learning, don't talk Dvar B'Teilin. In other words, the Mechaber seems to be saying this in Dvar B'Teilin is when a person is learning. But the Ramah is saying that also the Dabar B'Sich HaSkolin, he seems to be saying it about everything. I think Gratzech and Yuma, right? Yeah, Yuma is the Gemara Dibartem Bavulay Dvar B'Teilim. What? He's not repeating the Mechaber. Alright, maybe you're right. I don't know. There seems to be a steer in Mishnah Berurah in this also. It's the Mishnah Berurah here in Shin Zayin says Islam Mishnah Chassidim Hu. He seems to agree it's Mutter. But listen to this. It's Sefer Chafetz Chaim. In the Hagdama, he counts how many lavim in assays a person is over by speaking Lashon Hara. And the assay Yud Bey is one of the assays you're over when you speak Lashon Hara is v'dibar t'bom v'loi b'dvar b'tfei t'ira. When a person is speaking Lashon Hara, he's not learning. So he's over on Limud HaTorah. It sounds like, he doesn't mean dafke if you speak Lashon Hara in the middle of learning. It sounds like he's saying that Lashon Hara that there's a chiyuv to learn every minute, pasha kipshute, and any dvar b'teilim is awesome. No, what's the difference? Look, a person says, "Go to the store, buy me a milk." That's not. You know, there are the Rambam in Shmaita Parakim, and also in Deos, says there are five types of Dibur. There's a mitzvah and aveira, two extremes. He says there are Dibur that's Ratzin Hashem, even if it's not a Beferish mitzvah, give someone chizik or something. And words that are not Ratzin Hashem and not a Beferish aveira. He says there's a middle ground. There's such a thing as neutral words. Words which are not a mitzvah, not an aveira. Sounds like from the Rambam that there's such a thing as Dvar Metalim that are not a mitzvah, not an aveira. The Chayim Sof Avos argues. The Chayim Sof Avos says there's no such thing. It's either Ratzin Hashem or not Ratzin Hashem. But the Rambam says that there is such a middle ground. So on this stira, the Aruch HaShulchan here writes that it's Midas Chasidus, never to speak Dvar B'Talim. And that's a Mahalach. The Aruch Sameach has a very Yesidistic piece in the Aruch Sameach on Hilchas Talmud Torah, the first piece. And he says the following klal for Kol HaTorah Kula. He says that he's going there, he starts with the question of why speaking Dvarim B'Talim is, the Mighty HaMitzvahs don't count Dibar Tubav V'loi B'Dvarim B'Talim as a Mitzvah Dairaisa. Also, he asks why most Midas are everything. Why aren't most Midas counted as a specific mitzvah in the Torah? Why didn't the Torah say that a person shouldn't get angry? Should be a lav on getting angry. Why is there no lav, beferish? I mean, there's musa that we learn from words in the Torah, but there's no beferish, a lav on getting angry. Why not? Why aren't midas also mitzvahs? So Sameach says his yisayit is that the Torah only is mechayiv as a mitzvah something that's shava l'chol adam, something that everybody is equally capable of. Every mitzvah of the Torah, everybody could put on tzitzis, put on tefillin. Every normal person, at least, could do all the mitzvahs of Torah. To say not to waste a minute from learning, not everyone's capable. So what are you going to say? Don't waste an hour from learning. Some people should not waste half an hour from learning. It's kefi mashehu adam. It depends on the person. So it's the same thing about midas. Not everyone. You say it's also to ever get angry. Some people have a nature. It's hard for them to control themselves. Every time they get angry, they're over. So some people for character. So you say, okay, get angry once a day, not twice. Some people shouldn't get angry once a day either. It's not a dover that's shava b'chol adam, and therefore he says it doesn't go into the language of the mitzvah ha-Torah to give a specific tzava on these things. He talks there about bittul Torah. The bittul Torah too, not everyone's capable of never wasting a minute. You know, the Gra was capable of not wasting time at all. The rest of us, you know, we struggle with it. It's something that's hard. So he says that's why it's not written. The Hashkafa, Dvar B'Talim, is true, but the Lamais of it is not.
How does it take? Because you're supposed to learn every available minute. But what's available to one person, not necessarily available. I need more time to relax.
Even, yes. So the question is, how much time do people really need to relax, and how much of it is silliness? It's very hard to draw the line. I mean, how much do people? One thing is for sure, we think we need to relax more than we need to relax. People can do better. But nevertheless, it's very hard. It's very hard to give a precise number or precise time on how much time a person needs. Rav Chaim Knievsky, and it's Riyam Advarim L'Misha Amaram, it's Rav Chaim Knievsky talking, in his Arches Yaisher, under Talmud Torah, he says a peladika thing. He says, and one of them is miyatzicha. So pasha miyatzicha means you shouldn't talk dvarim b'talim. Don't talk dvarim b'talim. So he brings that's not true. He brings, first of all, Tiferes Yisrael says it. He brings it from the Agdama of the Zkan Aaron, from Rav Aaron Walkin, who in turn brings it from some Kadmai, maybe the Haredim, that he says miyatzicha means you have to shmooze a little sometimes. Sometimes you have to schmooze a little also. It's hard to be learning. Now, I'm not talking to somebody who has a seder for just 2-3 hours a day. So, Gabby's learning, he goes to yeshiva, he's learning 8-10 hours a day. And he's never going to give it a talk to Schavrus, never to anybody. You need a little bit of sicha in order to keep things going. So he says, ma'at sicha means a little bit. I like to say that he says, so he has the chazaynish, how much? How much is ma'at sicha? So I think you have to look at it. I haven't seen it in a while. I think the language he writes, the Chazir says he doesn't know, but 10 minutes is for sure a lot. So I don't know if it means 10 minutes a month, or 10 minutes a day, or 10 minutes a seder, or 10 minutes an hour. Yeah, he says something. After 10 minutes, it's already repulsive. So at any rate,
in terms of what you said about meat, is the reason why I'm in a logical one. There's no meat that's absolutely good or absolutely bad. Nothing exists in the world.
The Rambam says, except for kas. That's why I gave except for kas and gaiva.
Somebody from Amalek is supposed to kill. You walk down the street, obviously. So you know what I'm saying.
Still says like Sirtzach in the Torah.
Well,
anyway, Kas and Gaiva are not that way. Kas and Gaiva are the exception, the Rambam says. All of them are Derech Emtzoi except for Kas and Gaiva. He counts Kas and Gaiva as one. Which
a certain amount of, well, I don't know what it means for Gaiva, but a certain amount of what
the Kedusha. Yeah, okay.
So you can't have any meaning that that's absolute.
Rabbi Chana brings from the Reb Chaim Vital that the reason there are no mitzvahs on midas is because they're a hagdama to Torah. You have to make yourself a bal midas tayrus and then go down and go and learn. It's a hagdama to Torah. That's second teretz to this, to at least to this cash. Okay, so this is the Ramah also ladaber sichas chulin, and. Okay, I should say to Rabbeinu Chananel there in Yuma says he says what I interpret to be the Mechaber that during your Seder you have to be careful not to talk to Dvar B'Teilim. The Dibar Tavav, when you're learning, don't mix in Dvar B'Teilim. When you're learning, try to stick with the learning, which maybe for some of us is more doable.
So what's
what? In the Mechaber. The Ramah, the Ramah's a little stretch, but okay.
So
Ramah sounds like it.
So what's the
same thing as Dvar B'Teilim?
Excuse me?
Is Dikas Kulin the same thing as Dvar B'Teilim?
Yeah.
Is Dikas Kulin the same thing as Dvar
B'Teilim? Dvar B'Teilim is different.
How did they get there?
When you get there, you'll know how you get there. You know, it's, I don't know how you get there.
So what's the answer to resolve the Ramah's?
So to resolve the Ramah, so Davos Yichon Darach Hashulchan says the Ramah means it as a hanoga taiva, as a midas chassid, as an ideal, rather than an absolute obligation. And it's only because it's the steer of the two Ramahs that we're forced to say. Look, we can say it's impossible. Well, the Maisa, we have to do a little better, and all these things. Say, why? That's too much. It might be too much, but we got to do better in the things that we do and try to. Catch ourselves occasionally. It's at least, you know, not to check our emails during the time of learning. You know, that's what we're never holding. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just Hagbah, sometimes not. Is every one of the Rashi Ksav, is that all written by the Ramah?
No. Not all, but this one is, because there's the Stira from the two. Things added by the Zetzers, added by the printers, in the Ramahs, and the Yiddish Taichin in the Ramah. Are all added by the fellow who typesetted in Vilna, and they're not reliable. They're usually accurate, but they're not reliable. The Maramakimus also were not written by the Ramah, but this is a Ramah. It's usually in parentheses, but this parenthesis is the Ramah. Everyone quotes it as being the Ramah.
This whole thing is parentheses. That's why I.
Everyone quotes it as being the Ramah.
Yeah,
they
that's
why. Sivchavav. The parentheses were also added by the.
By the prince.
Sivcha Vav. Yeah, usually it does. Sivcha Vav. So we end up with good news for some of us. Kolam avatal satarim ayayshir saifi levatal miayni. Someone is avatal tabatar and he's wealthy. At the end will be mevatlit in poverty. V'cholam akayim satarim ayayni saifel akayim ayayshir. Someone who learns when he's poor will learn when he's rich. It's a mishanavis. It sounds like it's aftocha. If you learn, you'll be rich. If you don't learn, you'll be poor. Now, we know it's not so. We know plenty of people who learned Tanam and Amirayim, even Gedolim of the previous generation, this generation, are not that way. So really, it has to be touched differently. The nature of a person is, let's say a person's poor. He's not able to learn. He's distracted. He says, oh, if only I'd be rich, then I'd be able to learn. Well, you have a rich person. I can't learn, I have so much going on. If only I wouldn't have all this, it would be easier. So the way to teach it is if you mevatel Torah me'aisha, you should know it's not the aisha. If you would have oini, you would be mevatel Torah too. Someone who learns Torah me'aini, he'll learn Torah when he's asher too. All the excuses are baloney. A person says, well, this passes, then I'll be able to learn. It's never going to pass. It's never going to happen. And we see this ma'isim b'chol yaim that people, I sometimes meet people, I meet guys who are in yeshiva, I say, you have a chavrusa? I've had it on a few occasions. They have a chavrusa. What are you learning? We didn't decide yet. And they tell me how they're just waiting, you know, she's expecting, they're waiting until she gives birth. Then I meet her after they have a baby. I say, oh no, it's almost April 15th. He's an accountant. We're waiting for April 15th. And then after April 15th, no, the summer, it's not going to work. We're waiting until after the summer. They spend their whole life waiting to not be distracted. People always have distractions. And if you're not going to hop around to learn when you're moved to do it, then it's never going to happen. So that's really the idea here of the Mechaber. The Ramah adds here a halacha, and here there's a shach that's the geya to Hilchus Avelus. The Ramah says, Kishe Misayim Misechta Mitzvah L'smayach V'lasei Suda V'nikra Sudas Mitzvah. Now, this is something I don't understand. I know they were Gedolim when they finished the Misechta. They didn't do this. It's all the, I don't know. The Ramah's Lashon is, when you make a Siyam, it's a mitzvah to be happy, to make a Suda, and make a Suda's mitzvah. I don't know, I was Berubel Yashiv, he was giving a shiur, he was up to the last Amid in Shabbos. Shabbos in the Sechta, you don't finish that many times in your life. So I was hoping to catch the Siyam. He finished, there were still two lines to go, or three lines to go. So I asked someone, what does he do when he finishes? Like next Shabbos, I wasn't going to be there. He says, when he finishes, he closes the Gemara and he takes out the other Gemara. I said, what about the Siyam? He said, Erev Pesach, he makes one big Siyam on everything he finished that year. That's what he said. So I don't know why. In Shulchan Aruch it says that when you finish a Masechta, you should make a Siyam and...
the whole Hadron.
All right, the whole Hadron. It could be he says that, I don't know. Now here, the Shach in Chav Zayin, here it's a Chiddush. People don't know the Maramakim, that an Oval, Teichid Beis Chiddush, is allowed to go to a Siyam. And people look for the Shach in Hilchus Avelus, it's here. The Dogum Ravava in Hilchus Avelus sends us to look here. Look at what the Shach says. Chav Zayin, Kosev B'Sefer, Tshuva, what? Because of the seif tshuvas ma'arav means, k'shabon l'seif mesechta yishayir ma'at b'seif at shas ha'kaisher yubadiroi l'sakim b'yisuda. Maybe Rabbi Yashiv holds that that's what it means. He finishes the mesechta, he waits till it's a day to make a siyum. L'chei nagu kol ba'alei batim leilach ala yeshiva. Listen to this meaning. The ba'alei batim got to yeshiva b'tkilas hazman, the first day of this man. U'lakach minig lahidiyam k'shabo harav l'sayim ha'mesechta k'shavayo ba'alei batim kamkein l'siyuma. So Balai will come the first day of his man, and when they finish this Masechta, Oz Yehei Shama Tchila V'Saif V'Yazur Achamin Yelayim V'Kadish D'Rabbanan. So it seems like they used to go there for the beginning and the end of the Masechta. I have guys like that in Yeshiva. You know, and they learned the whole Masechta. That's another thing. V'Asara B'Nei Rav Papa, he mentions this, say the 10 B'Nei Rav Papa, V'Zudas Mitzvah, Da'afilu Ovel Toich, listen to this, Afilu Ovel Toich Yud Beis Chaydish Al Ove V'Ima Yochel Lisayid Sham. Even an Oval, what? It doesn't say anything about Tachnun. Why should you lose Tachnun? Because somebody's not going to see him. I don't know. You have to find the Makar for such a thing. I don't know. But, a fellow in Oval could go. Now, it's important. It doesn't say Toich Shloishim. It says Toich Yud Beis Chaydish. So I think that the Heter is only a Heter Toich Yud Beis Chaydish. Could be from here came the minute to make a siyum at a shloishim suda. The Avelim want to participate in the suda, and then I'll let her participate in the suda's mereyas. So they make a siyum at a shloishim suda, so it's already after the shloishim, it's Tachim Beis Chaydish, and they could be there. Vayin gam sham b'marshal kosem b'perakam aruba simulam ezayim siyum esech the suda's mitzvahi v'osik d'makobachem ein levara shasimcha b'mayinai. He talks about whether he should say Shasimcha b'mayinai. Sefer Perek Kosav Afilu Mishloi Siyam Mesechta Mitzaraba Sheyisameach Ima Mesayim Vafilu Yachid Shasiyam Uchiyavim Acheru Mesayim Imai. So it makes a very big deal over the siyum. I ain't shom shuvas maril kofayim beis v'yom shemais by ove vayimai nogu alma lesanais also lechol b'siyum b'sechta. On a yard site, if you make a siyum, it sounds like an ikar idea, you should be allowed to eat at a siyum. But it's a dover tumua. Everyone fasts on a yard site and you're eating. So mameila, don't do it. So today, with the minute to fast on a yard site is not so prevalent, it could be that eating at a siyum would be a problem. Yaakov used to say, he had a list of things like this, he said, where the minhagim went this way. He said, you used to fast at a yard site. The Rama says to fast. People, it's hard to fast. They used to make a siyum. So they made a siyum. They put out some cake and some l'chaim, and they made a siyum. So he says, over the generations, they forgot to make the siyum, and they remembered to put out the cake and the schnapps and to eat and drink. Nobody fasts on a yard. As a matter of fact, they prava some type of yomtiv. Shulchan Aruch says the seventh day of Adar, Yom Shabbos by Moshe Rabbeinu, It's the day of Tainus HaTzadikim, the Tzadikim fast. It's a day that you're marbe be tachnunim. So it's the same word tachnun on Zayin Adar. And the minigah in the Chassidish world is Zayin Adar, they make a Yom Tif, they say less tachnun. So, like Baimer. So the marker, let me finish. The marker for this, there's really a source for this hanhaga, whether it's appropriate lahalacha. We find in Navi, by Malachim Beis, and Eliyahu HaNavi, before he dies, he traveled to a lot of his Talmidim right before he died. And Elisha was with him. So the Pasuk says that when he came to a town, so the Talmidim came running to Elisha, and they said, did you hear the Nevuah? Like they all were piped into this Nevuah, that Hayayim, Eliyahu is going to be Lokuach Meitah, going to be taken from us. So Elisha says, Yodati, I know. I think the word is Hecheshu. Be quiet. He does it once, he does it twice, he does it a third time. So what do you mean be quiet? You know, where Rabbeinu HaKadosh was dying, the whole yeshiva got together and they said, tell him. So what's he saying, Hecheshu? So the Malbim can't be accused of being a Hasidish Rebbe, the Malbim there writes that when a person dies, usually it's sad, a person dies, he doesn't complete, who completes his tafkin in this world? He said, Hecheshu, when a person dies and he completed whatever his tafkin is in the world, it's not a time to daven, he shouldn't die. It's a simcha that he completed the tafkin that he has. And that's really what the idea of Yom HaDehilula that Hasidim have, is the Yom HaDehilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that somehow he completed his tafkin, so it wasn't a sad day, it was a Yom HaDehilula. Now to say that about every single person, that it's a Yom HaDehilula, everyone completed their tafkin, so we hope it's true. But at least that's a marker for this type of a hanukkah.
When the Shabbos is saying that on the day of your yard site, you shouldn't partake in that. Is that somebody else's siyum or even your own siyum? You're making a siyum, look up at the yard site of your father, right?
It says the reason not to do it, it's Dvar Masur V'Cherem No Gobayet. It's something that looks like a Melsin de Tmiyah. If the minhag around you is it's a davar tumuah, so you don't do a davar tumuah. That's what it seems to say. At any rate, the importance of the chashimus of a siyum is here. The Rama ends with one more set of halachas. Va'asa la'asayk b'divrei Torah b'mekaymes hamitunafim. It's also to be Isaac in divrei Torah in places that are not clean. We just had this in the Gemara in Brachis. In the back of Derech Sicha, they have the Yester of Chaim. What's the hardest mitzvah in all the mitzvahs of the Torah? And he answers, not to think of learning in the bathroom. Now, that's his hardest mitzvah of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. For us, I say that most of us have no problem with this Ramah. You know, also lasik b'tayr b'mekaymes hatzadof. It means any thinking and learning.
What do you say lasik?
Amru sha'as l'tamachachem lamayd b'mekaymes hatzadof. Meshalay har b'divrei Torah. Tamachachem should stay in clean places. He shouldn't be mahar b'divrei Torah. Mekamakay mutali kaneis lemerchitz afetay halacha shein psuka. It's a fascinating idea that you're not supposed to start Shemayna Esrei from a pilpul. Because then you learn a pulpula and you go into Shemayna Esrei, you're going to be thinking about your learning. See, you might think the same thing from learning, you shouldn't go into a Beis HaKis, a Merchitz. So Beis HaKis, you have no choice. The person has to go, he has to go, but a Beis HaMerchitz. So, like Hashinish Yahar, the Merchitz, Shemir Atzmai Mehira Torah. See, here, I have a Gevaldige Hetta for you, a Kula. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg wrote a shtickle Torah in one of the Amat Torahs years ago about the Isser of Hira B'Divrei Torah Beis HaMerchitz. Hira B'Divrei, Dibur B'Divrei Torah, there are many situations where it's Asr. But Hira B'Divrei Torah is Mutter in front of Erva, a person who's naked, even Mishas Tashmish, a person's allowed to be Mahar in Divrei Torah. Hira B'Divrei Torah is only Asr in a Mokim that's not clean. So a bathroom, there's a place that's not clean. We talked about yesterday, if somebody's stuck behind a garbage truck, you know, a garbage truck on Ashba, there's also a place where Hira B'Divrei Torah is Asr. However, in a Beis HaMerchitz, the Gemara says it's Asr to think and learning because it's Malei Zeya. It's a place that they used to heat it up with burning wood. It was full of soot. And people didn't bathe every single day. It was not clean. They didn't change the water as frequently as we're able to today. They have filters. It just wasn't clean in a Beis HaMerchitz. That's why Hira B'Divrei Torah is Asr. So Rav Scheinberg writes that Bizman Hazeh, our showers are clean, our bathtubs are clean. So he says, if it's a bathroom, it's a problem. But if you close the doors, so you're allowed to be Mahar in Divrei Torah, even in a shower, in a bath, because Orem is an Is of Divur B'Divrei Torah. It's not an Os in Hira B'Divrei Torah. So therefore, we don't say we never learned any kulas here, you know. So we have this kula that you're allowed to think in Divrei Torah. If you're allowed to think, Mr. Mimuchayim to think in Divrei Torah in such a situation. Okay, so Hadron Allah, Hilchis Talmud Torah. Next week, I'd like to do Hilchis Pesach. And then when we resume the Sunday after Pesach, I'd like to start Hilchis Tzedakah. David, if you can do...